In a small East Texas town, biologists have discovered a collection of old bird eggs that may include two extinct species, the Carolina parakeet and the passenger pigeon. Eggs of those species are so rare that the collection has attracted attention from some of the world's leading oologists, scientists who specialize in bird eggs. They traveled to Mount Vernon, Texas to see if the find was genuine, and NPR's Wade Goodwin went too.
It's 9 a.m., and already the people of Mount Vernon, Texas, are squinting against the heat as they run their errands in the town square. On one corner, next to the county's historic courthouse, an unlikely group is gathering on the sidewalk. A semicircle has formed around Linnea Hall and Renee Corrado, who've flown in from San Diego. They're from the Western Foundation of Vertebrate Zoology, which has, among other things, one of the most extensive collections of bird eggs in the world. They're invited in out of the sun by B.F. Hicks, a leader of Mount Vernon's Historical Association, who himself is an avid birder and collector.
Come along, let me show you bathrooms and where this soda fountain is and stuff like that.
The group includes the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's top ornithologist. A half a dozen other naturalists crowd around a large conference table. In one corner, dilapidated cardboard boxes are stacked haphazardly one on top of the other. Inside one of them are the two eggs they've all come to see. Hicks starts off the meeting with a little history about the collection.
We got these boxes, and there are six boxes, all marked, and this is the way they came up here, with from what would have been the collection in Donna. That museum failed, and we were just opening, and my cousins said, hey, would you like to have these for your museum?
There was a time in this nation's history when oology, the collection and study of bird eggs, was quite the thing. In the 19th century, amateur oologists of all ages and socioeconomic classes could be found crawling, sometimes suicidally, on cliff ledges in avid pursuit of bird eggs. But as America's population surged across the wild landscape, bird species began to disappear. Their habitat was destroyed to make way for crops. They were eaten in great number, and their feathers used to make ladies' hats. At one time, there were more than 3 billion passenger pigeons in America. Great flocks would block out the sun for minutes at a time. But by 1900, they were all but gone. The extinction of species that had once been so abundant sparked a national sense of grief and guilt. Collecting bird eggs was no longer seen as scientific and daring, but selfish and destructive. By the 1930s, it was illegal to collect bird eggs unless you were a scientist in the business.
We have the biggest egg collection in the world. We have over 1 million eggs. When we hear that they have a passenger pigeon egg and a Carolina parakeet, we jump on the idea to come in here and see them.
Renee Corrado, who manages the Western Foundation's massive collection in Southern California, is one of the world's great bird egg experts. With all eyes on him, he takes the first tray from the old collection and opens up the top.
They're moldy. It just had to be washed because they were in the garage for a long time, so they get moldy.
The eggs are dirty. Some are moldy. A few have brown pieces of ancient Scotch tape stuck on them. They spent the last 50 years in the Texas heat in a storage shed. Although he's polite, Corrado's dismay occasionally leaks through his eyes. Then his fingers come to the passenger pigeon egg. There are just 129 of them left in the world. The egg is intact, but as Corrado lifts it out, he looks stricken.
I don't know. Unless it's really dirty. Because the color is not right.
The egg is supposed to be white, but instead it's brown.
The shape is right. The number is right. And the number of eggs are right. The color is not right.
Then Corrado turns the egg and examines the bottom. Suddenly he nods his head with understanding. The egg was originally stained by some kind of vegetation in its nest, but he can see white on the bottom.
So I think it's a passenger pigeon with something with a staining.
The Carolina parakeet egg is in a bit more distress. It has mold and remnants of Scotch tape that look impossible to get off. But Corrado reassures everyone that he has the means and skill to remove the tape and restore the egg. This is just one of 13 Carolina parakeet eggs worldwide. After examining the two priceless jewels of the collection, the scientists make their case. In order to keep this 130-year collection from disintegrating, the Historical Association would have to spend thousands of dollars on cabinets, individual acrylic boxes for each egg, and a facility with extensive environmental controls. Eventually, Linnea Hall lays her cards on the table.
Because of the rarity of the Carolina parakeet and the passenger pigeon egg, I think Renee and I both agree that we're wondering if maybe it wouldn't be best for those two eggs to be donated to an institution that can take care of them for longer term, because they're more difficult to curate and they're very, very rare.
The Historical Association wants to use the collection to attract bird-loving tourists to their picturesque little town, but that idea is firmly discouraged. The eggs, all of them, should be locked in cabinets and preserved for science.
Do you really want to run the risk of them disintegrating or fading over time? Just so that you can show some people who are coming through, you know, to do tours. So you have to make the choice.
It is this choice that now confronts Mount Vernon's cultural leaders. Darwin McGill is a former mayor and Historical Association leader.
I mean, we had no idea of the ramifications and the necessity of such delicate care and such climatized care. I think that we would be very selfish to place ourselves in a position to say, well, we're going to go ahead and display these, knowing that they were going to deteriorate.
But local collector B.F. Hicks is defiant. He believes the collection, including the passenger pigeon and Carolina parakeet eggs, should stay in Mount Vernon.
And they're saying we need to have this humidity control, and we need to do this, and we need them in acid-free. And I'm like, well, we'll just have to do that.
Hicks says Mount Vernon will attempt to raise the money to keep its eggs, to buy dehumidifiers and special lights and state-of-the-art display cases that might even allow the town to show its collection for short periods of time. The 9 members of the Historical Association's Board of Directors will vote in early August whether to keep their priceless passenger pigeon and Carolina parakeet eggs or send them to California. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.